Now, I'm not going to really do a preach this morning because of time, but there was something on the news the other day where there was an official announcement that the drought is over and that at last you can use your hose pipes, at least for the next month before they bring it back again. But in the prayer meeting this morning, Pastor Paula was kind of just leading the prayer meeting through and just saying how over the last 18 months we've had a drought in this nation and we're not allowed to use hose pipes and do this, that and the other with water. And but there was an official kind of declaration the other day that it's over and you can use hose pipes and whatnot. And what a great official declaration, although that's in the natural, about 2007. The 2007, the year or the drought is over. And God has been speaking to us about, you know, all the things we've sown in prayer, the way we've sown in our witness and all of those kinds of things. And this year, we're going to begin to see that real harvest coming in. Now, I'm going to read a few verses from Psalm 65, verse 9 onwards. You care for the land and water it, and you enrich it abundantly. This year is a year of abundance, of God's extravagance. We need to get used to God doing far more than we could ask or imagine, both in our lives personally and corporately together. A lot of the time, it's easy to think as Christians that we don't deserve the amount that God says is really ours and that and what he wants to do for us and through us. But he says here that he waters the land and he enriches it abundantly. Sounds good, doesn't it? Carrying on through that verse, the streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained it. God has ordained things for this year that no man is going to be able to stop. God has ordained a fruitfulness in our lives and as a church. God has ordained a harvest for us as individuals and as a church to see many lives reached and touched and impacted, lives that you've been sowing into, you've been praying for, you've been reaching out to together corporately and all the different ministries and outreaches that go on. There's a lot that takes place and God has ordained a fruitfulness for this year that nobody is going to be able to stop because he is watering that and bringing that in himself through us. Amen. Now, it then says in verse 10, you drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. God doesn't just want to bring a harvest in. He wants to bless it also with long life. You know, you can only harvest something when it's ready to be harvested. You can't harvest the shoots once they've come out of the ground. The thing needs to be blessed. You know, if there's a bad harvest, people say, ah, this year was just cursed because the thing didn't come to a full harvest. Whereas when everything's ready and you bring in that harvest, people say, man, we were blessed this year because, man, why do we use the word blessed? We use the word blessed because something happens we were not expecting. You know, when you look at your bank statement and your salary goes in at the end of the month or whenever it goes in, you probably don't look at it and go, I'm really blessed. You just take it for granted. My company, the money should be in there. And if it's not, you ring them up. Where's my paycheck? Yes, no. Because there's a contract saying that you do X and we'll pay you X for doing X. Okay? But maybe you don't often look at your account and say, I'm really blessed because I got paid this month. Why? Because it's normal. You take it for granted. But maybe if something happens that you're not expecting or it's out of the blue, somebody gives you a gift or they buy you something or something happens and you say, man, I've been really blessed because somebody gave me some money or somebody took us out for lunch or something happened you weren't expecting and you say, oh, I'm really blessed. Well, God, this year is a year where he does things just out of proportion in us and through us. So that we realize, man, we are living in God's blessing because he wants to not just bless us, but bless everybody else who comes into contact with us. That other people are blessed because we're blessed. Other people have a great day because we're there and we're having a great day. Other people come into abundance because we live in abundance. If we're talking about this kingdom that is within us, this kingdom that rises up and overflows, then it's got to affect other people. Other people then must be able to come into what we have because the life we have is an overflowing life. So things are going to happen in many people's lives this year that they're not expecting. Because God is a God of grace, and His grace is giving us everything, even though we deserve nothing. And so there's people out there that are going to receive from God through us, through you, through me this year. They're not even expecting it, but because of God's love and grace, He's going to abundantly pour something out into other people's lives through you and me. Because we're living in the excess of God's goodness and God's grace this year. Man, if you can't look happy this morning, you will never look happy. Just nudge the person next to you if they're not smiling. Just look at the person next to you. Are they smiling today? If not, just nudge them and say, man, if you can't smile at this, then you need to get a life. You need to get saved. Something needs to happen in you this morning. Okay. Verse 11. You crown the year with your bounty. What's bounty? Apart from the chocolate, obviously. What is bounty? God's goodness, God's abundance, more than enough, going the extra mile. Have you come to the right place this morning, you lot? You crown the year with your bounty, listen to this one, and your carts overflow with abundance. Your carts, your houses, your vehicles, whatever it is, whatever carries your wallet, your life, everything. The cart represents what people used to carry their lively goods in and all that sort of stuff. It's like your life overflows with God's abundance. Why are we not jumping up and down, cheering and hollering and shouting our heads off? There's two reasons. Either you guys already know this, are living in it, and you're sitting there saying, for goodness sake, say something we don't know and we're not living in. Or you're sitting there thinking, this is just too good to be true. Now, which one is it? I mean, if I gave you £50,000 this morning, would you be happy? See, now that's got a bigger shout than the promises of God this morning. If I said I want to give you my car, would you say, oh, I got given a car this morning. Would you go and tell people? You can't drive. You support Fulham as well, don't you? Yeah, well, it's a year of abundance, mate. Just keep that in mind. If you're a Fulham fan, you have to hold on to the promises of God, don't you? Is that right? That's why you're a man of faith. It's great. You know, supporting Arsenal, you don't need a lot of faith. But there's any Man U fans here today? Where? You didn't? I noticed you didn't put your hands up. Any Man U fans here today? One or two. What about Arsenal fans? Who's going to win this afternoon? The Gooners, of course. Yeah, it's going to be great. Just turn to Luke 17. A couple of scriptures, then we're going to finish. Luke 17, verse 21. It says here, I'll read from verse 20. Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Okay, just turn to Matthew 13, verse 31. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. Then he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Then he carried on, and it says that he spoke to them in parables, and or didn't speak to them without speaking in parables. I think a lot of the time Jesus said just enough to get people's interest that they wanted to find out more. But this kingdom that is within us, that we know we have, is, and that seed that is in us carries absolutely everything that we ever, ever need. If you're a Christian here this morning, there is nothing that is outside of you this morning that you will ever need that you do not already have. Christ in you is the, well, on the earth, he was the fullness of God's deity in flesh, in earthly form. Then when he was resurrected, raised to a new life, seated at the right hand of the Father, he then sent the Holy Spirit to enable Christ to be in us. Therefore, we have absolutely everything we will ever need. Because we have Christ in us, we can have the most intimate relationship with God. If you've got Christ in you, I mean, how much more intimate can that be? You don't have to try and find Christ out here. You don't have to try and be close to God. How much closer can I be? He is in you. That's awesome. You have the kingdom within you, Christ in you, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this year is a year of seeing that kingdom life established in others and in this town, in this region and area and beyond. In that, the prayer strategy we talked about on Wednesday, that God has said to divide Horsham up into housing areas and into villages, and to break the 25-mile radius down into four quarters, and to have a house of prayer in each quarter where we're going to, in those places, pray and really download God's purposes for that area of the 25-mile radius. And that this year is a year of having a real mission mindset towards our locality and our 25-mile radius, and in terms of beginning to plant that kingdom life out in much more specific ways and in much more of a purposeful way, and then beyond out into the nation, and what that means in terms of relating churches, how we go out in different forms of ministry into this nation and beyond. But it's a year of purpose, a year of understanding that we're planting kingdom life wherever we go, because we have the kingdom in us. There's an authority we have as ambassadors of that kingdom. That we need to just throw off any restraint in our minds or our thinking, and really step fully into everything that God has said about this year. Now, at the back, out in reception, there should be enough for everybody, for one of these per household. What we've done is we've put everything that was on the screen on Wednesday night, we've put down onto six sides of A4, or five sides, actually, of A4. And it just outlines what we had up there, plus some extra things we've put in that I said but weren't on the screen. And there's one per household, okay? And they're out on reception. You can grab those afterwards. And then there is a CD of Wednesday night that, if you weren't able to be here, then there's a CD for you at the back. If there aren't any left when you get there, just tell them on the shop, and where the tills are, and they'll sort you one out during this week. That's free, okay? So if you weren't here, you can get a free CD of the night. And then if you do want a DVD, you can order one of those, and that will be £3 for a DVD. But there's one of these for every household. So if you can take one of these, if we do run out, then we shouldn't do. But if we do, then we'll have some more done for next Sunday. But I want to encourage you just to look through this, to pray through it, okay? Also, let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what you're part of and where we're going, really, as a church this year. You know, one of the reasons why we did communion like we did today, and we haven't had a long word, we had a lot of stuff on Wednesday night, is because God has called us all to be givers of what we have. We're here to receive and get built up and strengthened, but we're also here to give, to minister, to release something into other people's lives. And as we get into the habit of doing that, it's much easier getting into the habit, in one sense, of just giving in our everyday lives, looking for opportunities, looking for God to do stuff, expecting the Holy Spirit to work in and through us in different situations. So it was a good night on Wednesday, wasn't it? And just God setting out the way forward. There's a lot more details to it, but they'll unfold as the year goes on. But there's some great stuff already happening. Lots of good testimonies that are coming through. And we'll start to have more testimonies on a Sunday of just what is going on. People's lives that are getting changed and people just being able to give some testimony. Amen. Now, just want to quickly interview Rory. Is Rory here still?